Well, the salmon fry that we've been raising since the end of September are ready to return to the stream. And we were kind of toying with taking them up this week or next week, and now our chiller is having a malfunction, so today's the day.
Come here! They're too fat!
I think we named only two of them.
Yeah.
There's Fat Albert.
Oh, no,
we can tell which ones?
There's one with a big kink in its tail, so we call that one Kinky.
And then
Crystal, she's really small.
She's small, and she's a different color from all of them. Hey, I almost... Crystal, you're too fat! Stop!
We got probably around 300 eggs or so. From up at Herman Creek and fertilized them and then watched them grow and they hatched.
What was that like to watch them hatch?
It was crazy.
It was cool.
It was crazy because of how their heads don't come out first. They kind of look like a snail when they first come out because just their head is popping out, and it's crazy to just see them hatch. It's a lot different than human life.
Oh, Kiki! I almost got him. I got Kiki!
You did?
Yeah! Go, Kiki, go!
What's the temperature of this water?
63?
63, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the water they're going into will be about 40 degrees or so. A lot colder. So. Yeah, so that's, with this refrigerator broken, it's kind of an emergency fish release. But it's time for them to get out of here anyway. It's, you know, spring is progressing pretty well, so the food they need will probably be happening in the Chilkat River.
I think they gained experience just seeing a life cycle that they would never see because it takes place underwater.
We're very sad that they're leaving. They're like our little babies. They're just little eggs when you first get them, but then when you see their first little eye, it's so cute.
It is.